Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine countries such as Afghanistan, Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, France, Germany, oh my God, you name it, basically all over the world. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. And now we want to introduce to you the man whom God is praising for the kindness to lead the world in a famous spiritual awakening known as the Daily Praise Awakening. And doing an excellent job on this Blog Talk Radio, and he's one of the most outstanding hosts on Blog Talk Radio. He's the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Church Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I welcome you to our blog line. Amen. It's going all over the world. We started with three people. And now, thanks be unto God, according to the figures of the blog line, there are over 90 million listeners on the blog line. I just want to thank God for blessing us and for all of you who came with us first. Amen. I just predict that there'll be miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Who knows? The Lord may take us to the, was that called a Korean Lion Ambassador Hagen? Is it the Chinese or the Korean? I'm looking forward to that. One day God's going to do that. And that will give us another, what is 180 million people?
Sure.
Or something like that.
Yes.
God is going to take us up to a level like we've never seen in 2015. There'll be miracles like we've never seen. And I just want to thank all of you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us. Let me tell you something. I've learned that people don't have to really be kind. People don't have to show affection. They don't have to show like they show that they care. They don't have to do that. If you've got people who do that, be grateful. And God is grateful to have people who show affection for him, show that they care for the Lord, and show that he's first in their lives. He's happy to have that, because a lot of people have, over the decades and years, not really shown the proper respect for God. And I just want to thank you all for giving him that proper respect. Now, somebody's moving around. I'm talking about the proper respect, and you're just moving all over. You wouldn't be doing that on Sunday morning. This is a Sunday morning, Tuesday night service. God bless you. We want to make our request known. Now, you're going to have all this year 365 opportunities to make known your request before God. Do you think maybe out of those 365 times you're asking him for something, do you think that he will hear it and that he will grant it? I believe he will. Amen. Just stick with this and have perseverance, and you'll see miracles happen to you like never seen in 2015. All right. Give you a moment here to make your request known unto the Lord. Amen. Make your request known unto him. And then we'll come back and ask you to help us thank him 1,000 times. What is the strategy in that? Well, I don't know if I'd call it a strategy. It's just simply having faith to believe God is doing it already before you can even think, before you can ask him. You're exercising faith in him. Faith is so very, very, very important. I wouldn't want to do nothing to anybody who wouldn't believe me. Amen. You got to believe him. And it's so very, very important. So make your request known unto the Lord, and then we'll come back and thank him. Amen. Thank you. This is so very important. All right, I'm going to give you about a minute to make your request known. Do it right now. God bless you. I hope you made the request known. And you can have more than one request. Before we're through on this black line this year, I want you to have every desire of your heart. Amen. I ask you all at the beginning of the year to make a request list of at least 10 things that you want God to do for you this year. And put them before the Lord. And during the next 10 days, I'll be asking you to make those requests known. Put those requests before the Lord. And then thank him 1,000 times for each one of those requests. And do you think God's going to do anything for you this year? You wait and see. Miracles like you've never seen in 2015. I hope some of you see my strategy. At our church Sunday, I talked about the Apostle Paul, who was knocked to the ground by a bright light, and he was blinded when he got up. He had his eyes open, but he could not see. And that's what I'm praying that won't happen. I hope that you all are not like that on the line. Like I was talking about making noise on the line. See, some people got their eyes open, but they just can't see the vision. They can't see it. They don't see anything about anybody else except themselves. They're just selfish. You gotta have your eyes open so you can see what the pain of other people. You gotta be able to see how you're hurting other people, how you're hurting the program or whatever you're involved in. Don't have your eyes open when you can't see that making noise like you're making right now would disturb other people around you. And be careful with that. All right, God bless all of you. Let's go. I'm thanking for his goodness and kindness. Amen. Thanking for his goodness and kindness. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you for everything that you've done for us. You've been so multitudinous, so wondrous, so merciful, so good, so kind. And we appreciate everything that you've done. Everything, Lord. We love you.
Yes.
Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. God, we pray that you look on every person on this block line.
Yes,
Lord. Wonderfully help them and bountifully bless them in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. We give you all of the praise for what you're doing for us. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can do that, you know, all night studying. But we're going to be up Praise in the Lord. Thank you. This is what we decided to do this year. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fast. And on Wednesday, after Bible study or whenever, after but around 9 o'clock, we plan to open up the prayer line. I want to ask all those on the blog line, let's be with one accord and come to the prayer line tomorrow night. Here's the number. Get a pen. I want to give you the number. Give you time to get the pen and take the number. Join us on the prayer line tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. This is the prayer line that we have every morning at 6 a.m. And God gives bona fide, ultra awesome miracles. Now, here's the number. Here's the number for the prayer line. The prayer line number 712-775-7085. All right? Right in a hurry now. 712-775-7085. I'm going to give that once again in just a moment. But if you want any time my name for the blog, I'm sorry, for the prayer, the all-night shut-in, will you be willing to just either thank him 1,000 times or I'd rather have speakers because we plan to lead in with praise like that. And you plan you could be a speaker anytime during these hours. I want you to volunteer tonight. If I name something that you want, I hit it on the prayer line tomorrow too. But if you want to speak up right now, I got the 10 o'clock hour open. That would be, if you're on the eastern coast, that's going to be 11 o'clock. So, but the 10 o'clock hour to 10:30 is open. And then we got the 10:30 to 11 open. If you like that, speak up now. And then anybody?
10:30, Sister Jolene Garnett.
What time? 10 or 11? 10:30.
10 or 10:30.
You'll have 30 minutes, Sister Garnett. Okay?
Yes,
okay. All right, anybody else? 10:30 is open. 10:30 to 11. I'm talking about you being part of the all-night shut-in. You'll be responsible for that 30 minutes to pray. You can pray that time, or you can speak during that time. Whatever your heart desire is, we don't have no problem with that, as long as we just shut in with Jesus. Right, 10:30 to 11. Anybody want that time? 10:30 to 11. All right. You got to open from 1:30 to 2. Anybody want that time? If you want 2 o'clock to 2:30, that's available. 2:30 to 3. Amen. 3:30.
I'll read to Scott.
3:30. Oh, Sister Scott, what time do you want? Yeah, Scott, which time do you want?
2 o'clock.
So Scott, 2 o'clock, okay. 2 to 2:30, all right?
Well, I think Ben Hagen has that.
Oh, you got that. Oh, Ben is like, okay. That's your time. No, I'm talking about our time here in Kansas. Amen.
Oh, okay.
yeah, give me two. All right, so Sister Scott, I'm talking about Central Time. You're going to take Central Time? Is that all right? So Scott, is that all right? 2 o'clock to 2:30?
2:30,
okay,
yeah, that's fine.
That's Central Time. Yeah. Now, you're in what city?
I'm in Chicago. I have y'all time.
Okay. Yeah, you have the same time. So 2 to 2:30. Aretha Scott, isn't
all
that right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, the 1:30 to 2 is open. Anybody? Anybody want the 2:30 to 3? 3 to 3:30? Anytime y'all don't take, I'm going to take it. Hey, amen. I'm going to put
that's
it on the front line tomorrow.
That's AM, correct?
Yeah, that's AM, right, 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. in the morning. Anybody want that time? 2:30, 3, 4, 4:30, 5, any of those times right there. Look, that's AM. All right. Amen. Anytime y'all don't take it, I'll take it. I'll just be up taking all those slots if nobody takes it tomorrow. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody want the 10:30 slot? I hear you.
Chief Ambassador Johnson, this is Sister Mays. I would go for 10:30 to 11. It might
all
be
right,
a combination of prayer and thank yous.
That's fine. That's fine. Sister Mays, what's your first name?
Lily.
Okay. How well do I know that? Thank you. Just trying to coordinate this right here. All right. Anybody else? Thank God. The 1:30 hour is open. 1:30 to 2. That's good. No. So Scott just said that. But the 2:30 to 3 is open. Or the 3:30 or 4. This is a.m. Yeah. 1:30 a.m. Are the 2:30 a.m., 3 a.m., the 3:30 a.m., 4:30 a.m. Amen. Some of y'all know y'all up looking at TV that time of night. Come on now. Come on. Let's keep it real. You need to be leading this prayer. Amen. That time of morning. Yeah. Some of y'all up watching Steve Harvey and what is that called? That show. Come on, come on. Y'all can lead this prayer. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. I'm not going to labor with you. If you decide that you want one of those slots, 1:30 or the 2:30, 3:30, this is 8 and 4, 4:30, 5:30. Let me know. God bless you. We love you. Thank God we've had a great time on the blog line. We've thanked him 1,000 times. And let me tell you something. God is going to bless you. Do you think, let me ask you a question. If a person thanks him 1,000 times, do you think they position themselves to be blessed more than the person who doesn't thank him at all? I think the person who will thank him 1,000 times positions themselves to be blessed more. What do y'all think about it? Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a reason why the enemy fights people who thank him so much. He fights me. He doesn't want me to have anything that I want. No, he wants to try to keep people who are leading the way to give God praise. He comes against them. He wants to try to keep them down, break them, and everything like that. But it's a trick of the devil. It's a trick of the enemy. Anybody want that 2:33? So God needs you to take one of these times, jump in there. Don't be afraid. Tell the devil you're a liar. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all get up and get something to eat that time of morning. You could take that 30 minutes and lead a word of prayer. All right. I've asked you. And you're missing the blessing. All right. Anybody else? All right, God bless you. I'm going to let you go tonight. Thank you so much for joining us on the blog line. We plan to be back tomorrow night. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Keep us in your prayer. The Lord bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Let me just give you the final blessing this night. Heavenly Father, oh God, those who participated tonight, bountifully bless them. Those who would participate on the all-night study, saying, Lord, you're more important than eating my sleep. And those who participate on the fast, making a statement to you that you're more important to me than my food. God, I pray that you would bountifully help them and bless them. Oh, God, let the powerful anointing come their way to destroy every yoke, every sickness yoke, every distress yoke. Mm. Every yoke, Lord, every hearted yoke, every yoke of broken hearts and broken minds, every yoke, God, of sickness in their bodies, and affliction, yokes destroyed. God, even break the yoke of the lack. Yeah, destroy that lack yoke. But give them bountiful success and bless their families and everything, their finances. We love you and we praise you and we bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you be blessed in the city and the field. And may you going out, coming in, be blessed. Yeah, may all your efforts to help people be blessed. And may the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow with it. You haven't misused anybody to get the wealth. But may you, the blessings of the Lord, bring wealth to you and bountifully help you and bless your entire family. In the name of Jesus, we ask these blessings and ask you to pronounce them upon the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. I ask you properly, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, we ask. Thank God. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful night. I mean, something great happened to me. Amen. Good night. God bless you. We're having a few static problems here, but thank God he's able to do the exceeding abundantly above all we ask and think. Have a wonderful night.